take over that hardware store. It was good, one of the best farming areas in the country around here. And he had a decision, but he made the right one. He took the job. He had a job paid him more than $25 a month, a house, lights, water up there out from Rome, you know, these mills now. And he came here. And he's made a success. Well, he's retired now. His son, the Sonny House, his LD House was Junior, but his F.I.O.C. was Sonny. Nice young fellow. Boy, he's made a fortune. And we're building all these government projects and houses, you know. Pay $22 and the government pays up 88, you know, for colored people. More than white, which is a good thing. And he's an honest fellow. But I spent $5 more. I could have spent another $1,000, but I had my plans drawn up by a good architect. And I said, build a home. They wanted more. I said, nope. And I give a man $5 more, put in 2 more plug-ins. I think we got 2 or 3 plugs before we had ever gotten big a room in this house. And it's the best bargain of a human being could have. So they built me a carport in this other little room, this right here. This addition. This used to be the back porch. Paved the streets, driveway, my brother and I. Guess how much it cost?
Probably more than the original
house. 3 times, just a few thousand. $200 on the $10. I could have sold out, built another one there, but she loves this place of flowers.
This was home.
And it's, you're out in my backyard now. Apple trees, pine trees. That's the prettiest dogwood tree right there in the world. And another one down there. I used to have a garden. They're poplar. They have a garden.
What kind of vegetables?
Oh, we raised everything. And,
such as?
All potatoes, English peas. They got a terrace now. The water runs, you know. The old saying about planting English peas, your peas, you dig 18 inches. Put lots of good barnyard manure in there. That covered about 6 inches of dirt. And about 2 weeks ago, I had about a gallon of English peas just storm in there. I never in my born days. And this water, you know,
Well,
I want to have a garden.
I said, that's true.
Two people.
Hey.
Well, everybody had a garden, you two.
I know it used to, but then we got rid of it.
Yeah. I went on the rural route. Gosh. I had a fellow one day, Saturday, an old man named George Washington Johnson. He was a guard. He had a mule, a breakup guard. Another character named Mr. Will Robinson. And they were old. Mr. Will talked to that mule morning like he was talking to him. But this fella Johnson, oh, he's a nice fella. Miss Saturday afternoon, I didn't want to do it. Well, gosh, folks give me more darn things to eat. My sister-in-law here, my cousin down there, my neighbors across the street, my cousin here, and the preacher down there.
Then what kind of things were they?
Well, people, I mean, when I went on the rural route. Man, you'd be surprised. The kids in this country, I've got a library and I still look at CM magazines. Well, I look at anybody that saves the magazines and news. I give them, used to give 2 newspapers a week. These old ladies live in this housing project down here in Moy. One of them died the other day. The children I have, people that come up to me, kids, that I give them chewing gum and every Christmas. All we fix up 20 or more packages, you know, good kids. It makes me real proud.
Good.
I remember when they were born, now there's some of my grandmother. One day I picked up 21 cotton picking watermelons, and I don't like watermelons and whiskey, do they? And if you want to mess up the shibboleth,